Our story begins in the rec center, where Chuck is talking with Zoe and Zach in his office.
Why are the two of you here? This is the last place I want to talk about Stacy. She comes in here all the time.
And where do you suggest we go to talk, Chuck?
You promised me 2 days, Zoe. Just back off and let me see what I can find out.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I have already found out all I need to know.
Zoe has proof that Stacy is adopted.
What? How did you find that out?
Adriana Cummings, my new mommy, told me.
What does Adriana have to do with all this?
Nothing, but her sister found out from Stacy's father that it's true, so our deal is off. I think we need to go have a talk with Stacy's parents. Right now.
And what do you propose we say to them?
Will you two stop bickering long enough to have a rational discussion? We still don't have tangible proof that Stacy was Zelda's daughter. But I have to admit, having her address in Zelda's book and finding out she's adopted does make me wonder.
Not to mention the fact she looks like Zelda.
I think we need to hire an attorney. Someone who knows all the ins and outs about adoption. I don't want to do anything here that's going to prevent us from having any type of relationship with the girl.
What do we need a lawyer for? She's our own flesh and blood.
This Gamage guy is a high-powered judge, right? If we alienate him, he may prevent us from getting anywhere near Stacy.
Mr. Jessup is right. We have to take things slowly here.
You just don't want to own up to your responsibility. If you had, maybe none of this would have happened in the first place.
I never knew Zelda was pregnant, Zoe. You know that. I'm perfectly willing to step up to the plate with Stacy, but she has two loving parents already.
I guess it's two against one here. Let's see a lawyer if that's what you want. But I don't believe Zelda knew what she was doing when she gave her baby away, and I plan on making that right.
Out at the front desk, Dara is working when Andrew walks up.
Hello there.
Hi, may I help you?
Well, possibly. I'm looking for a woman.
I'm 16, buddy. Take it someplace else.
No. A specific woman. Wait, I know you. You're Chuck Landry's daughter. We met at my sister's apartment at Christmas last year.
Your face did look familiar to me.
Anyway, she's blonde, about this high. Her name is Zoe Jessup. I just stopped by the hospital where she works, and someone told me she was going to stop by here.
I know Zoe. She's in the back with Chuck. Do you want me to tell her you're here?
Oh, no, that's all right. I'll wait out here.
Hi, Ms. Richards.
Connie, you look amazing.
Andrew, let's not go there, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just been so long since I've seen you.
Not long enough.
At their apartment, Rex and Perry are talking in the living room.
You've been kind of quiet since we got home from the park yesterday. Is there something on your mind?
I guess I was just thinking about Gregory.
I can understand that. He is the sweetest kid, right?
He is. For sure.
Do I sense a but coming on?
Well, I think we need to be careful about how much time we spend with him.
But I thought you were in agreement that we should take him to the park. We were both looking forward to it.
I was. And I had a great time. But now we're going to the zoo. What's next?
So, what are you saying? You don't want to spend time with him anymore?
I'm just worried we're going to create a false sense of expectation for him. I don't want him to get used to us being around, in case we're busy and can't see him. I hate to think about giving that kid another letdown.
So we should cancel the zoo and pretend like we never met him. I can't do that.
I'm not saying that, Rex. But let's be careful here, okay? He has a happy exterior, but you know he has to be really fragile on the inside.
At TM Productions, Hannah is working at her desk when Dirk walks in.
Hello there.
Dirk, hi.
And how are you doing?
I'm good. It's been a quiet day so far.
Awesome. Is Charlie in?
He's actually in a meeting right now, but he should be done soon if you'd like to wait.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Since you're here, maybe you can give him a hard time about our little dinner the other night.
You mean because he canceled on us?
Well, that, but also because he never intended to show up in the first place.
What? Did he tell you that?
No, but Gretchen did. He didn't even see her that day. He set the whole thing up to get you and me to have dinner together.
You're kidding me.
Nope. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
But don't worry. I already gave him a piece of my mind. Hopefully, he's learned his lesson.
Guess I can't be too mad. If he's going to set me up with someone, I don't think he could have chosen anyone better.
Aww, that's sweet, Dirk. But Todd's the only man for me. And I'm the only woman for him.
In his office at Dean Industries, Todd is talking with Serena.
I've got to say, we make a great team, Todd.
Yeah, we totally blew Turner's staff away.
I guess all the extra hours paid off.
And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a promotion in the future after today.
You think so?
Oh, come on. Terry loves you. You're definitely on the fast track around here.
Well, let me just say that if I move up, I am definitely going to take you with me.
Hey, I mean, I can't say it's a bad thing. You know I want to do well around here.
Why don't we gather up Murphy and Irving and go have a celebratory drink?
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Or better yet, why don't we bring the party to my apartment? Denise is staying with my mother tonight, and we can order a pizza, have some drinks. We've all earned a little fun time.
Works for me. Come on, let's go tell the guys.
And by the end of the night, we can make it a celebration for two.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.